Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's why Sasuke and Naruto are the best, most unproblematic ships ever.
Harper, we can't get cancelled this early into our podcast.
But right? I haven't shown you my 12 AMVs about it.
What's the songs?
It's all Every Time We Touch.
Every single one is every time we touch by Cascada? One.
There's a lot of Sasuke and Naruto content.
Are they just sort of like various versions of it, Night Court at different speeds?
Yes.
Perfection. I see no issues.
Night Court and Day Court.
That's illegal. I don't allow decor in my presence.
Just saying AMV music videos, totally valid, great creative way. But if you do ship Sasuke and Naruto, I will literally not interact with you.
Actually, huge mood. Hello and welcome to Rateloid. I am Jonathan, your host and ally. And joining me today is the Minecraft bee himself, Harper.
Hello.
Buzz, indeed. How are we doing today, Harp?
I'm doing pretty buzzing well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Been a good day so far. What are we up to? Got a coffee, I see. Very nice.
Yeah,
excellent. Before we get into a podcast of Vocaloid review,
yes,
we got to get into anime.
Yeah, we do.
I've heard you finished the first season of Demon Slayer.
I did, and it was so good, and I'm desperately wanting more. And they just released the second trailer for the movie that they're doing, which is this
Spirit they're doing a movie?
Train or something. Yeah, it's basically like a bottle episode, but it's extended to movie form, and it's on a train.
That sounds incredibly cool.
I'm very keen. There's going to be that cool fire pillar guy who's like, I don't know, constantly smiling and it's a bit unnerving.
I'm a fan of that. That's a good vibe.
Yeah. I'm so ready to see them fight a train.
You got hot takes? Anything like, or is it just good?
It's just good, I think, for now. I'm a little like, I know I'm going to have a lot of opinions when the pillars get more like fleshing out characters, because there's already some where I'm just sort of like,
what are the pillars?
The pillars are basically like, so in the Demon Slayer corpse, there's like your regular Demon Slayers, and then the pillars are like the top Demon Slayers. They're the really cool ones. They're basically like, everyone's scared of them just because of how hardcore and cool they are. And then there's like the leader who's above them.
Would you believe that in professional wrestling in Japan, there is a group of men called the Four Pillars?
I'm so mad.
Who are four of the legendary wrestlers of the 80s and 90s.
Oh, what generation are they from? Can you use a Master Ball to catch them? They're the legendaries.
Very angry.
Yeah.
I personally believe each one would require a different type of Pokeball to catch them.
Oh.
I don't know enough about Pokeballs to name all the different ones for various subtypes.
Damn fucking right, you pleb.
Because I am a nerd, but not that much of a nerd.
That means you're weak.
Yeah, you know, I'll accept that.
And when Pikachu takes over the world in the massive Nintendo Corporation takeover, I will be his right-hand person.
I look forward to it.
Yeah.
I, for one, accept our new Pokemon overlords.
Gigantamax Pikachu is going to take over the world, and I'm so ready.
And Longcat will help.
Long Meowth
is good.
Long Meowth is so good.
I've been watching more Gundam.
Yeah, you have, you nerd.
Gundam Double Zeta, which is, as far as I can tell, universally hated by a lot of people, except for like a new group of folks who are like, maybe it's okay.
The people who stuck through its first like 17 episodes.
Yeah, so I hit episode 17 and I went, maybe Gundam's good again, actually. And I think Gundam Double Zeta might be one of my favorite Gundam series at this point.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, they removed a lot of like the creepiness of things.
Thank God.
Yeah. They have a character who's basically a carbon copy of a character from an earlier series, but she's less creepy.
You told me about her. Yeah, I do appreciate that.
Because they didn't pull the, she looks like she's 19, but she's actually 12 card. They didn't do that one, which I appreciate, you know?
Damn, like there's two ways you can go with that. It's either she looks like she's 10, but she's actually 1,000, yeah. And she looks like she's 19, but she's actually 12. Neither of those are good things.
None are valid.
Just, yeah.
None are valid. Now, Harp, do you want me to introduce who we're reviewing this episode?
Absolutely.
Folks, I've been excited this entire 2-week period since our last recording, I believe, getting ready to review the Vocaloid known as Kamui Gakpo. Kamui Gakpo, who is it? Let me tell you. Kamui Gakpo is our first celebrity Vocaloid.
Oh, that's right.
Voiced by none other than J-Rock superstar Gackt himself. Now, who is Gackt, I hear you ask? I know Harper's asking it.
I have a vague idea of who Gackt is.
Gackt is the ultimate visual case sex symbol from the 90s and early 2000s. Dude has done everything. He's like, he's, you know how like there are those actors and those pop stars who are like, just do everything? Like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
He's the visual K equivalent of Justin Timberlake.
Now, see, you said sex symbol, and my brain had this idea of like, so you're a young, hip person and a fan of Gackt.
Yeah.
And you wanna get with this person, this other person. Yeah. What do? You DM them a picture of Gackt, so they know you wanna fuck.
Oh, now that's not a bad
They're
idea.
They're like, do you wanna get Gacky?
Is Gackt the new DTF?
Gackt is the new DTF because he literally embodies sex. If my research is correct,
Are y'all down to Gackt?
Y'all mind if we Gackt?
How about you come back to my place later and we listen to a bit of Gackt? You know what I'm saying?
Gackt and chill, am I right?
1,000 Gackts.
Yes, that's too many.
So throughout this entire episode, I have collected a series of fun facts about Gackt. Because this man is a cartoon character, and I find that fascinating. Step one, like, he for the longest time would just be like, no, I'm a vampire. I'm a hundreds of years old vampire. And also, his name is a secret. Up until recently, we have never known who his name, what his real name is, but I will reveal that later in this podcast.
Oh.
It's a mystery for later on.
This is like a little cliffhanger, except yeah. The episode keeps going, so it's not really a cliffhanger. It's like a...
It's a tease to keep you listening.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah. So I think, without any further ado,
yes.
We got to get into the look for this boy.
Oh, it's so good.
It's incredible. Folks, Kamui Gakpo is out here as a purple samurai man.
Yeah.
Purple hair, beautiful flowing robes. He's got like a cyborg heart, which I appreciate.
Because
they're keeping the theme of like robotic singers, right?
I do like that they keep that robotic theme. Mm. Like, they're sort of leaning more into it, but they don't make it, like, everything.
Yeah.
It's subtler.
And I think it works better for Gakpo over here than it did for Prima.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Here's the thing, right?
Yes.
White robes with, like, a lilac hair and pattern details and stuff.
I like it.
It's fucking pretty.
It looks soft.
It's
he
very
probably
pretty.
Smells like lavender.
Oh, almost definitely.
Like, this is soft Gakt.
There is so much happening. So this is soft Gakt. Like I would expect Gakt to be... Goth King McGee.
Yeah.
Because he is a very strange and wild man. I think for my first Gackt fact, I'm just going to slide it in here. Did you know that Gackt's nickname around his staff translates to Demon King? Because he's that terrible to work with.
That's, oh, wow.
There's that fun hot take there.
Oh, my God.
I mean, but from Demon King to Lilac Samurai, you really got to appreciate the aesthetic.
I just do love the Lilac Samurai.
The thing about this boy is that he's the most extra motherfucker I think we've reviewed so far.
No, 100%. 100%.
And I'm loving it.
I feel like a lot of his songs that people make about him lean more into the actual Gackt than
yes.
they do
100%.
The Gack. The Gakupo.
That's a very good point. I've just got a few details about this outfit here.
Yes.
The katana is called a music katana mibiri, and I think that's just very nice.
I'm so glad they named the katana.
It includes a combination of cyber and traditional Japanese-style clothing. Very cool. Have you heard what his item is, Harper?
Isn't it an eggplant?
He gets an eggplant.
I'm so mad.
Which takes me to my next Gackt fact.
Oh, no. Please don't take me to the next Gackt fact. I don't want to go to the next Gackt fact. I'm not ready. I don't want to hear about the eggplant.
I've lost it.
Please, Mr. Obama, no eggplant.
That's right. Quote this verbatim from the website I got the facts from.
Okay.
Which, by the way, the website is kamuilove.wordpress.com. Someone's fan site for Gackt.
Hey, that's valid.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He is referred to as friend down there as a magnum and occasionally brags about it in interviews. Gackt is Danny DeVito crawling on the ground going, "Geez, I sure hope nobody sees all these condoms from my magnum dong."
His robes are so billowy, so we don't have to be witness to his humongous dingus.
It's powerful samurai girth.
No.
Oh, we can edit that one out.
Oh, no, we ain't.
Fuck. So basically, Kamui Gakpo's look is just the most.
Oh, it definitely is. And I love it for that. That's a big yes for me, I mean, honestly.
It really makes sense considering Gackt is the most extra man in the world.
Exactly, exactly. But they didn't go with the traditional like visual K gothic look.
No, they took it to a new.
They went with Pastel Boy.
Yeah.
Pastel Boy with cool sword.
They actually did a really good job because if you look at some of these releases at the time, like Prima.
Yes.
They've gone for that traditional image.
Yes.
With modern aesthetic.
I appreciate that so much.
So what they've done here is they've gone traditional imagery.
Yeah.
But then they've brought in a bit of Gackt's extraness to ramp it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they've still kept it with like the Vocaloid aesthetic.
I love that blending of modern and traditional like cultural looks.
Yeah, 100%.
Like that just works so well for them.
Like folks, I'm going to be real. I think this is one of my favorite looks we've done so far.
No, incredibly understandable.
Mostly it's just because I find Gackt very funny. And so this character to so
you
show Gackt is amazing.
You were so keen to review.
Gackt, okay. Gackt has a video game.
Wait, what?
Gackt is the main character of a video game.
Is this your next Gackt fact?
This is a Gackt fact leading into a Gackt rant.
I'm so excited.
So there was a game that was being made. It's called a Bujingai. Let me find the full name. Sorry, folks. Bujingai, The Forsaken City. It is a character action game in the style of Devil May Cry, that kind of thing.
That's pretty dope.
And the main character is Gackt's likeness. So it is like they took a 3D scan of his face, put it onto this PS2 model.
Yeah.
It's fucking incredible.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
It's incredible. Imagine if Justin Timberlake had a video game where he's a Devil May Cry Dante figure.
God, and his face is just a polygon.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Do you know what the shocking thing is?
What?
It's a surprisingly realistic face.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They made that thing look like Gackt.
Good on them.
And it's like one of those weird games where it's like, oh, this had some really neat ideas despite being not very good at all. The opening credits, like the game opens on you fighting some folks, right? You just basically just do combos forever. Then it fades out. And then it puts the opening credits over the fight that you did. So you created your own intro video.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Which is a great idea and can also be terribly abused by YouTubers.
Oh, absolutely.
Because when the Super Best Friends played it, they just stood still and got hit for 5 minutes. And then it's a really dramatic opening music video of like... I believe it's Gackt's music playing over Gackt just getting whacked by a bunch of enemies.
That's amazing.
Gackt got whacked.
Oh, whack a Gackt. I do appreciate Gackt for the fact that it sounds like instead of like having a persona, he just became his persona.
Yes, he 100% did.
Like he just committed full dog to it.
You would not believe how much he's committed to his persona.
How much?
Not only does his house include a dojo, a bar, and a waterfall, right?
That's a lot to put in one house.
It's a lot. He decorated his home so that it is uncomfortable to him. This is so that he won't spend as much time there and will want to go out more. So this man puts a dojo, a bar, and a waterfall in his house and goes, and now to make me hate it here.
What the f- what?
This man's an enigma. Just most incredible man in the world. He's apparently had 15 near-death experiences, according to himself.
I wonder if he can list each one off, like, in order, like, of happening in sequential order.
That would be incredible. I hope he has, like, a rated list of his favorites.
Oh, yes. The best time I almost died.
Yeah, exactly. This is my favorite. By the way, folks, I would like you to look up pictures of Gackt right now.
Oh, you have to.
So you can see his piercing blue contact lenses, his incredible fashions, and the fact that he's, like, 46 and looks like a 25-year-old.
Fuck, he's 46.
Yeah, it's ludicrous. Very good-looking man.
Yeah.
I'm just scrolling through Google Images now. Anyway.
Distracted by Gackt.
Degacted. I have to say, overall, it's positive.
Yeah, no, same.
The fact that his look is so wild.
I know, right?
The fact that his look includes an eggplant. that came with the official Nendoroid. That's officially recognized.
I feel like this was even before the era where the eggplant emoji really got popularized for being the peni symbol.
But it fits so perfectly.
It does. This is
it just
issue.
Happened. Like, fate smiled on us to create horny Gakt.
Gakt was destined to be horny. Destined to be horny.
The fates chose how horny you would be. Gakt was assigned horny at birth. Ahab.
New theory.
I'm very excited for what you're about to say. Folks, Harper is laughing a lot.
Asexual people gave up being allosexual so that Gakt could exist.
It's that scene in Dragon Ball where they go, give Goku your energy, but it's give Gakt your horny.
And, like, this was happening even before Gakt was born, like, millennium in the past. They were like, damn, you know what? One day there's going to be a horny person, hornier than I. I'll just give them my sexual drive.
Gakt needs... You know, he walks around his apartment completely naked?
That does not surprise me at this point.
You know, I don't respect him, but I appreciate him.
I feel like those two things should be swapped around. No, actually, even in fact, you can't swap them around. That just... That's the only way to be, I guess.
Yeah. Well... I think it's a positive on him.
It's definitely a positive for me.
We're going to go on to personality.
Oh God, this is going to be so much.
Now, personality. I could not find much outside of various roleplay accounts.
It's horny. He's horny, guys. It's he's horny, horny on main. He's horny for Kaito. He's horny for Len. He's horny for Mako, Luca, Miku.
He's just horny.
He's just horny. Gumi. He's fucking horny for Gumi.
Which one's Gumi?
Green hair.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just... Straight up and down, just the horniest boy around. Sometimes he's, like, mysterious and, like, sullen and, like, edgy emo.
Well, that actually plays nicely into my next Gakt fact here.
Oh, hit me with it.
Gakt claims he can see spirits and has been able to since ever since he nearly drowned in the Okinawa Sea when he was 7 years old.
Dang.
Yeah.
That is a traumatic event. I feel that would make you see ghosts.
Mm. Well, his description of his childhood is both of... you know, spirits and all that kind of stuff, near-death experiences, and also being very mischievous and reckless. So he's kind of a rowdy, but also a sullen boy.
See, he's rowdy because he has that spiritual connection.
And that's respectable.
Honestly. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, no, it's just a lot of horniness. Much like Gakt in real life, Kamui Gakpo, a lot of horniness.
From what I can tell, it's just Gakt.
Yeah. Actually, I do have to add in a new detail, which makes me like his personality a lot.
Oh, yeah?
He's a big Gundam fan.
Ooh.
He's able to impersonate characters in the Gundam world quite accurately and knows many, if not all, lines from the anime.
That's incredible. Oh, well, now he's just endeared himself to you.
Yeah, no, I kind of love this. I also love this image of Gakt looking into the camera and, like, saying, that's no Zaku, boy. No Zaku. Like, I want to know which characters he's impersonating. Is he impersonating the sad boys who always end up dying? Or is he impersonating the stern enemy commanders, you know?
I'm getting the stern enemy commanders vibe, but yeah. I've also never seen a single episode of the Gundam.
The gang, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's fair. That's valid. I'm just here to rep Gundam as much as I can.
You're so valid. I just have an approximate knowledge of almost everything.
I vaguely know what this is about.
And therefore, I'm close enough.
Close enough. That's all that matters. I gotta say, if we're basing this just off Gakt's personality...
Yes.
I'm not sure what my opinions are.
Neither am I, actually.
Because, like, Gakt is, as a human... It's very funny. So no, Gakt is a very interesting character to me.
Definitely.
As this persona.
Yes.
I would never want to meet him in my life.
No, God no. God no. If the people who work with him call him like devil.
Demon king.
Demon king even. He's probably not the nicest of dudes.
No. He also likes to give like pickup advice, which I don't trust.
I don't trust pickup artists. Or people who give the pickup advice.
He claims that he can have sex up to 8 hours.
No, you can't.
No.
No. Go fuck off. Well, he can do that because he's a vampire.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like so much of, like, you know that one Gakupoid song, The Madness of a Duke or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where he's a vampire.
Venomania. Yeah.
Venomania. I feel like that has a lot to do with Gak's vampire persona IRL.
We actually need to get in. We need to talk about that song.
We do. We just need to talk about that one song because I feel like it has defined a lot of the fandom.
Yeah, so the song is, I believe, called The Venom... No, the Madness of Duke Venomania.
Yeah, yeah,
or something
yeah.
along those lines. And the plot of the song is that he was... he had like a facial scar as a child, I believe.
Oh.
And then he gained the power to seduce any woman. And so Duke Venomania magically mind controls a bunch of women to be seduced, in quotation marks, mind controlled, awful bad stuff.
Yeah.
Creates a harem and then is stopped by Kaito disguising himself as a woman and stabbing him through the fucking heart.
Yes.
Excuse me?
See, my whole... that's an indifferent interpretation to what I got, but I mostly just side-watched the video while you were playing it, which was, he looked kind of like a vampire.
I think they were just going for, like, the Scary Duke aesthetic.
Scary Duke aesthetic.
Yeah.
Vampire adjacent.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot.
I've also got Gak's preferences for women.
Mm.
Selfish, bold, and saucy, but sexy with a great body. A girl like that.
What kind of sauce?
Barbecue.
Disgusting.
There was no good source I could have said.
Yeah.
I think really, because we can only base this on just how horny everyone is for him.
Yeah.
And gagged in real life. I've got to come to a mixed conclusion on this one.
Yeah, no, same. Okay.
I'm not negative on it.
I want you to imagine the world of Vocaloid.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Gakpo in this world or not in this world?
In this world.
Then it's a yes to his personality.
It's positive. Yeah, okay. It's personal. Absolutely. I think actually this is the thing. It's very good for a character.
It's not good for a human being.
Exactly.
It's those villains you love to hate.
Yeah, he's extremely fun.
God, like, yeah.
Although Gakt has come out and said, although he said he could love another man emotionally, he needs a woman physically. And I respect his openness about his sexual and romantic feelings.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Well, with that, moving on. Positive from me, positive from you?
I think it's a very weird positive, but I guess it's a positive.
Yeah, it's like the same positive I have for, like, anime villains, right?
Yeah, valid.
Or like Hisoka and Hunter x Hunter. I don't like Hisoka, but I like having him around.
Oh, valid, yeah. Valid.
All right, well, in that case, it's time for songs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go first.
Hit me with it.
My song today is called In the Name of God.
Oh, wow. Unexpected.
The song I've brought to the class today is very typical Gakt style.
It's very typical Gakt style. I don't know if this is like true to his real life Gakt self.
Yeah.
But like I get a lot of metal vibes.
Yes. Yeah.
From like Gakt.
Yeah. Visual K and
J Rock. Yeah.
Like that.
J Rock.
Kind of,
yeah.
In that vein.
Yeah.
Like this one with its use of organs and stuff.
Yep.
Fits pretty well into that style.
Yeah.
I really like the song.
I do too, actually.
I really dig it. But like just to focus on the voice.
Yeah.
I think it's really good.
I'll be honest, like when I was younger, I wasn't that much of a fan of Gak.
Yeah.
But I think now that I'm older, I can appreciate it more.
Well, the thing I really think is a huge thing for me is what they were intending for the voice and what they actually did. And this was a voice to sound like Gak.
Yeah.
And they've done that. It sounds like a digitized Gak. Like it's actually pretty impressive in that regard.
When you put a spin on that,
If you listen to real life like Gak songs, his voice, it has that very nice tone to it. It's especially when he sings low, has a very nice like smooth tone to it.
There is that smoothness now there, and I do appreciate that.
Like the notes that I've written down is sounds like Gak, just like Gak. Toe to tip, this one's Gak.
It's just a Gak.
This boy is Gak. So I think it works out pretty well. But let's hear your song.
I'll give you mine. I can't read the title, and also the music video is a bit creepy for it. I just like what they did with the voice.
That's fine. Check the description for the song title.
It's The Tragedy of the Chateau Sepage.
Ooh, very nice.
その両足を切り裂けば認めなくなる
Feelings.
I know, right?
I think I love this voice pack.
The voice pack is really good. So like the one I've shown you there, I chose because the beginning did something really interesting with the voice where it was like really low and raspy and yeah. It's almost like a growl.
Yeah. Both of the songs that we chose actually have elements in it where they like go, they do have in Vocaloid what you usually can only imagine with a real life voice.
Yeah.
So at the start of In the Name of God, there's the guy goes, "Hoo!" right? Like he shouts, which you don't imagine coming from like a digitized technology that much.
Absolutely.
It works really well in the voice pack. And that raspy effect is really interesting.
It's really good. And it's got that smooth tone to it. It just works so well.
Yeah.
And it's so creepy. So it works well.
Yeah, 100%. Like the point of that music video is to be fucking despicable.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So I mean, that's probably why half the songs with him in it are about just these despicable things because his voice lends itself to that sort of style.
There's that tone of like, you know, the kind of tone of like the seductive in quotation marks tone where somebody's like, no, you can trust me. Like it's all good. That's the effect that the voice pack has.
No, 100%.
Which is really interesting to listen to.
I know, right?
It's not what I expected to get from Vocaloid, but it fucking rules.
Yeah, fuck yeah. There's diversity there. And for this one, like I really wanted to choose like one of the classics. So like, I think it was like Bad End Night, which I was rewatching the three videos for it last night. If you guys haven't watched them in a while or haven't watched them at all, I recommend going back and watching them because there was this whole storyline there that I did not pick up on.
I've never seen any of these.
It's interesting. It's interesting. I didn't choose it, however, because like there wasn't enough Gakupoi in it.
Yeah, of course. It was more of a feature than...
He was there for like choruses and one-liners. Yeah.
I will say, though we've both kind of gone like slightly metal-ish songs, it's not the only thing Gakupoi is good for. There's a couple of songs up that I was like cycling through as ideas that were just like more typical Vocaloid like poppy songs, and it still works really well for those.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that Gakt lends his voice to the style that suits Gakt in real life, right?
Absolutely.
Like, it just makes sense. It goes together.
Absolutely. I wonder if modeling it off this real life person did enhance the quality.
Probably. The fact that you had like a directed theme.
I mean, all like, okay, so all Vocaloids modeled off real life.
Yes, of course.
Voice actors. But I think because he's,
he's an established character, right? He is an established theme person to look towards. Like, this guy is famous enough that he did music for Final Fantasy games. Not good ones, but like he did the theme for Dirge of Cerberus and shit like that.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
So like, it makes sense that the voice packs work for the style that he creates.
No, I agree.
And maybe we're biased by that because like we know of Gakt and what he actually is like. So maybe there's that bias there, but I still think it fucking rules.
No, I agree.
So I think we're all positive on this.
Hell yeah.
So I think that's three positives.
That's a good old big old positive.
Hey, I really like Kamui Gakpo.
I didn't expect myself to like Gakupo that much, but now here I am.
Yeah, here we go.
Liking him.
How does it feel? It's just one of those ones where like it has an identifiable personality.
Yeah.
Like the biggest issues I had with Sweet Anne, for example, so there was no personality there.
No personality there. Yeah, no, 100%.
Which means it's time for us to get to ranking.
Oh my God.
First up, against Mako.
Okay. Do I prefer... Okay, I prefer look and even personality to Mako's, just because I think Mako's sometimes just a bit bland.
Yeah. Mako's not bad, but Mako's not much either.
Yeah, exactly. Voice-wise.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Gakupo's a bit stronger.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like there's more flexibility there.
Yeah. I straight up prefer Gakupo to Mako.
Fair.
Again, appearance, great.
Yeah.
Like, I love Gakupo's ridiculous appearance.
It's a ludicrous. Good blend. Yeah.
I think that the personality is a hard one to rank.
Yeah.
Because both of them actually don't have much.
No, no.
And Gakupo has an unfair advantage that I'm basing it for real life person.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is what it is. The voice is strong enough that it carries it above Mako for me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So Mako moves down to the number four spot. So that means then we have to rank, just got a coin flip real quick. Heads, that means we are rating them Gakupo against Lin and Ren.
Oh, the babbies.
What do we think?
I think I prefer Lin and Ren's looks.
Yep.
Personality is a hard one.
Yep. I think I'm with you. Their looks feel more cohesive. As much as I love how extra Gakupo is,
oh, yeah.
Looks more cohesive film.
Looks more cohesive. And the voices are really hard to compare because they're two totally different things.
They have better established personalities, yeah, which gives them a good point there.
Yeah.
But I think voice-wise, I prefer Gakpo.
That's fair. That's fair.
Mostly, I think, just because I can identify that Gakt element to it.
That's true. That's true.
Like, there's that bias there. Okay. But still, overall, for me, that is Lin and Ren winning there.
That's Lin and Ren, yeah.
Which
yeah.
means it's Gakpo versus Kaito.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is a tough one.
This is
because we got really two JRPG protagonists going up against each other.
Well, no, he's not a JRPG protagonist. He'd be like a side character, maybe even a villain.
Yeah. Oh, definitely a villain.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, the villain who like pretends to be your friend, then halfway through betrays you.
Absolutely. That's it. That's yep. it. And from the beginning, you were never 100% sure on them.
Oh, 100%. He always had like that little smile. You're like, exactly. Oh no, I don't trust that.
You look sinister. Okay. Looks wise, Gax is more fun.
Yes. More distinctive.
More distinctive. Voice-wise, I'd say he's better.
Yes.
Personality, stronger.
Yeah, I think Gakt takes that.
Gakt takes that.
Which means that Gakt is now the number two... Sorry, I should give his full Vocaloid name.
Yes.
Kamui Gakpo.
Yes.
Is now the number two ranked Vocaloid of all time.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
Then... I bet nobody was seeing this one coming.
No, this took a hard like left turn straight into a truck store.
But we've done it.
Yeah.
We've made the hard decision that nobody else would.
Exactly. Yeah. We're here doing the work that people are afraid to do.
Honestly, we are heroes.
Honestly.
Pay me. I deserve money for this.
Do we though?
No, it's just great fun.
Yeah.
Although if anyone wants to sponsor us.
Oh my God.
Actually, well, we should do plugs because the episode's coming to a close.
That's true.
So I will do a quick recap. Lin and Ren, mm-hmm. now are still the best Vocaloids of all time.
Absolutely.
Sweetan, worst Vocaloid of all time.
Yes.
And now Kaito and Mako are sharing the middle position, yes. third and fourth.
Yes, 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 yes.
Which is actually very fitting.
It makes sense.
Yeah, yep. Fully makes sense. Well, thank you everyone for listening. You can find us on Tumblr at rate-a-lloyd.tumblr.com.
Yep.
You can find us on Twitter at...
Lloyd Rate.
Excellent. You can find me on Twitter at... Pirate Killjoy? I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
check.
That's
it is?
You.
Yeah, okay, awesome.
And you can find me on Twitter at HarpsMonty.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening and your continued support. We hope you've enjoyed this shocking episode with really an upset victory at the end there.
Honestly.
And everyone take care. We'll see you next week where we will be reviewing.
Oh.
Megurine Luka.
There you go.
Be excited.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.